Okay, talking to Christian Gelaro. First, third camper in Tool. How does it feel? What are your goals? Overall, how's this camp going for it?
This year, it's a big difference than last year. This year, I have a better understanding of the offense. So now it's just kind of like fine-tuning a lot of my skills, making sure I can pick up on some things and just better my technique. And along the lines, I'm just trying to help younger guys right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I have a good understanding of what I'm doing. So whenever I get the chance, I'll pull them aside. I help them out. Really, we're just trying to get them on board, get them understanding this way. When it comes to their time, they can get their reps.
I saw you in one drill trying to get one of the younger guys to play nastier, like fight his guy, get after it kind of thing. Do you think that's your game, maybe play with a little bit of an edge?
You're playing in the Big Ten, so you're going against guys. They're all going to be big. They're all going to be strong. I mean, really, what it comes down to, who's going to be the aggressor.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get it mostly from Teddy Karras. Uh-huh. Playing against him and playing with him, he's one of the biggest, nastiest guys I know.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets on me all the time if I don't get after guys. So that's kind of one thing that he's kind of passed on to me, being with him for going on my third year now. It's just really, if the effort's not there, you're not going to win the battle.
Yeah. So it seems like that, at least now, with left guard still up in the air, that the right side of the line is maybe the strength of the line. Do you guys feel like that? Do you and Teddy talk about that?
Yeah, we think, personally, we're not like we have big heads or anything.
Sure.
Me and him have had the most time together. We most meshed together. We played a lot last year together until he had his injury. So, we feel like we're more, compatible together, unlike the other guys right now, with Schmidt trying to figure out who his left guard is going to be. So he's going to have a little bit of a curve there trying to, get comfortable with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Teddy, really, it's not so much we think, we're the better side. It's more like we just feel more comfortable together.
Yep.
So that helps us play better.
So third and two, you want the run coming to your side. You want to blow somebody off the line and open that gap, get the first down.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, that's Teddy's big thing. Like, he's the most aggressive guy we have on the field.
Right.
He loves when the ball comes to his side, and I love it too. So.
Talk about you and Austin. You came at the same time. Mm-hmm. Your shoulder scoped or something like that?
Yeah, my shoulder.
You had some things cleaned up, so you registered. Austin, actually, after a couple injuries, had to play right away.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you two are left tackle, right tackle, do you feel like, comfortable? You guys have been together now 3 years.
We're always competing against each other.
Yeah.
We're competing against each other when we first came in. He played offensive line in high school, so he had a little bit of an edge on me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like I'm catching up to him.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the strength, and he's got more. I feel like the technique type stuff since he's played the position longer.
Yeah.
So I'm still young and still new to the position, and I need a lot of development, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And in the end, we both do. But like I said, we're always competing against each other. We're pretty much, we like to say we're interchangeable. We really don't change much.
Yeah.
That's one big thing Coach Brian harps about. The more positions you can play, the better off you are.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was talking to some people on the sideline that said maybe the best matchup in camp right now is you going against Jihad. That, he's probably going to hear his name next spring. You might hear your name in a few springs from now. What's it like going against Jihad in practice,
It's unbelievable, the fact that, we have that big of a guy playing defensive end that moves that well.
Mm-hmm.
Between him and Smoot, those are the two hardest guys that I have to block most of the time on the edge.
Yeah.
So they make it for, a fun day every time. It's a fun competition. Mm-hmm. Every day I go against those two, especially Jihad, he's night and day, just gotten so much better with his hands, his footwork, his explosiveness and everything. So he makes it that much harder for me every time I have to set or go against a run blocking.
Yeah. Okay, last question. I know some schools had offered you as a tight end. You played tight end in high school, and I guess you maybe considered it and maybe bulk up and play tackle and such. Are you glad that you've gone the tackle route, or you still kind of miss that, get the ball?
It's hard not to say I don't miss it. You go from, being a guy who can get some glory every now and then to now it's like,
right.
You play a position where at the same time, I don't want to say I get to be fat and lazy, but I do.
Yeah.
I don't have to run 20 yards downfield on a street route and hope the guy that it throw the ball to me and then I have to turn around and be like, oh, well, I didn't get the ball that play.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm really glad where I'm at. My dad and my uncle both, they preached it to me. They knew I was going to play tackle somewhere at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that was a big thing. Like, a lot of schools, when they did recruit me, a lot of the smaller schools said, you'll come and be a tight end. but I was going to be a blocking tight end.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I was going to end up being another tackle. That's basically what I was in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I'll never say I listened to my dad, but at the end of the day, he was okay. Right. But I'm never,
you know, he's going to hear this, and he's going to hold that over you, right?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I mean, I think I've told him he was right, but I can't tell him face-to-face, you know.
Okay. I'll keep it secret.
As much as it hurts me.
Okay. So did you – I have to ask then, like, so fifth-year senior in a few years – You're gonna say, hey coach, I've played hard for you. How about a tackle eligible play? How about a 2-point conversion where you sneak me out the side and I get to catch that pass?
I talk to Coach Cubes about it all the time. I don't see it anytime in my future.
No.
No.
Okay.
You know, I like to tell them I still got the soft hands, but yeah. I haven't had a ball thrown my way in quite a few years. So, But I like to think that maybe every now and then they're going to reward me with that.
Sure. Maybe in a few years.
Yeah, I got to earn it. A few years, maybe I'll earn it by then.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care.